Byron, please introduce my next guest on our Publishing Players show this week, William Conescu, and he's the author of one of the best novels of the year, Being Written, and this is, I gotta say, I read a lot of books and I've had a lot of authors on the show. This is one of the most inventive novels I've ever seen. It's incredible, the structure of it and the whole concept in general, just really amazing, and again, I have not seen this at all recently at all. I don't want to describe it too much, I don't want to ruin it. All I'm going to say is that this is a true testimonial because I can't put this book down. It's so entertaining, and I just want to see where it goes next because of the format of it and kind of how he set up the plot around the main character. And of course, so like I said, I don't want to ruin it. I'm going to let William talk about it because he's going to do a better job than I could. And I'm really glad to have him on the Publishing Players show this week, not only because I think Being Written is just such an outstanding work of fiction, but also because he's a younger writer, and I think it's great to see people, you know, really getting started in publishing early in life and having success and who I think have a very bright future moving forward. And I think you're going to see this very well reflected in this book, in William's abilities and also kind of his background leading up to this. So it's actually, I caught him in the middle of a book tour, second time that's happened to me this week. So from Manhattan down to Louisiana, William, welcome to the Creative Mind Behind with Eric Spencer.
Thank you, Eric. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to have you on the show. And as I said, Being Written is just, this is an outstanding novel, and it's such an interesting concept, and I love, for me, with fiction is, you know, I like when people do things that are sort of, it would be, you know, if a company did it, would be called out-of-the-box thinking. I like something that's sort of out-of-the-box, but still very, you know, excellent writing and prose and everything in there as well. And it's just very enthralling. I mean, I can't put the book down. Tell our listeners more about this book, kind of an overview about what it's about and the nature of it.
Well, sure. Thank you. And I'm glad you're enjoying it. It's a story about a man named Daniel Fisher who has made the very unhappy discovery that his entire world exists in the imagination of an author. And what's worse is that Daniel has a really, really small part. So he's basically the literary equivalent of a movie extra. He fills out crowd scenes. So if a scene takes place in a popular restaurant in a book, Daniel might be filling a seat 3 tables away from the action. That's just not a particularly gratifying discovery. So the book is very much about the length to which he'll go to win a bigger part. And so when the book opens, he's discovered this unhappy young singer who's being written, and he thinks, this is my chance. I'm going to get into this story. I'm going to actually have a line of dialogue. I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to get a decent part. And so he works his way into her life and her social circle and into her story, and he sort of hijacks the book.
No, that's great. And the way that what I think is, without giving too much of it away, I love how he works towards trying to become more of a major character. I think it's such a great theme of the book, and it's as he sort of waits for direction, I don't want to give any more away than that, with each setting he's in, it's very inventive the way that you put that together. Where did you come up with an idea like this? I think a lot of things in publishing sort of get, I don't want to say recycled, I know certainly movie scripts get recycled a lot, but, you know, you see sort of the same idea or like one theme gets hot, but this kind of stands alone in my mind, as being very, very different from what I've seen out there.
Well, thank you. I thought it would be fun to, you know, as a writer, you know, I'm interested in my relationship with the audience and with the characters, and so it was just sort of a playful idea, and then I thought, gosh, it would just be horrible if it would be bad enough to know that your life had so little meaning that you were just part of someone's imagination, but to know that you were just part of the infrastructure of their imagination, that you were just a body. That would be pretty awful, and what would you do? And so that's how the story got started for me.
And again, I think it comes together very well, and one of the things that's got to be so interesting, exciting for you, being sort of a newer writer, is you're on a book tour now. I caught you right in the middle of it, and one of the things that I think is great, and I've had a lot of authors that do the same thing, is you're doing a lot of the independent bookstores on this tour. What's it like to be there in person and kind of connect with these readers and fans face-to-face?
You know, it's been so much fun, and it's been fun to read from it aloud and to get people excited about it and curious about it, because it's the kind of book, you know, it's about writing and the writing process, so it definitely appeals to people who are the kind of people who would go to independent bookstores and go to readings, you know, people who are very interested in the writing process, and so it's just been a lot of fun.
That's great, and I had to bring up this point because I found it very interesting in reading your background, because you, of course, are a UNC graduate, University of North Carolina undergrad, and then you went on to NC State and got your MFA in creative writing. And this is, I went to the other school that's close to those two schools that's not real popular with either one, about 8 miles away from Chapel Hill. And it's funny because I've had a lot of Carolina people on the show. Not a lot of Duke people doing creative things, so I kind of wanted to know, is there something they're putting in the water at the other schools that's making people more creative at UNC or NC State versus maybe Duke? And if so, can they share that secret? Because I wish there was more creativity coming out of my alma mater than the other schools.
Well, and my day job is actually at Duke, so I know they're putting some money into the arts there. So, but I went to Carolina as their creative writing program as an undergrad, and then in the Triangle, the MFA program is at NC State, and I just had a great experience there. There's a ton of writers in North Carolina. It's really a great writing community.
So, yeah, it is interesting that the people I've come in contact with the show a lot, and a lot of times I don't even realize that their background is from one of those schools, or that they live sort of in the Research Triangle, which is kind of what people call, for those listeners tuning in, the region between UNC, NC State, and Duke. It's all kind of tied together very close. But I just thought it was interesting how many people have been on the show, and it's like I'm not choosing them deliberately that way. It just kind of happens that they're all from that area. And, you know, following up on kind of the previous question, it seems like you really you pursued writing almost instantly out of school, which a lot of people don't do. They get started sort of later in life. And I think it's great, and it's something that I did for myself, and I've seen a few of my friends do as well. But by and large, it seems like people get started, much, much later in life. And so I think it's great because you're obviously very talented already, and I see sort of big things for you in the future. What's kind of the attraction of writing for you? Why do you think that it has to be such a part of your life?
Well, it's interesting that you say, you know, that I pursued it so much because. So one of the big things that interested me in this book was the struggle of sort of young people in their 20s and 30s trying to figure out how to live their lives, and in particular how to fit the pursuit of art into their lives. Because I'm someone who wrote fiction as a child, and in high school and in college I was very prolific, and then right after college, you know that sort of tapered off, and I kept putting it off and thinking, oh, you know, I'll do that when I settle into this job or after I've moved to this new city. And I put it off for a few years, and I was seeing that in other people who were, you know, I was friends with writers and actors and musicians, and I was seeing a lot of people after they were sort of having to make their way in the world, putting all that off and struggling a bit. And so that was one of the themes of this book, and one of the reasons I wanted to write it was to sort of deal with that problem. So it's sort of, it's the metafictional conceit with Daniel as a minor character, and this struggle of 20, 30-something-year-olds trying to figure out how to live their lives. And they come together in this book because Daniel finds this book being written about these artsy friends, and that's the book that he enters. So for me, it's a way of, you know, writing is a way of getting into, of exploring a feeling or an idea or a character, you know, beyond the extent to which I felt it maybe, or, you know, or exploring an idea from different angles.
And so obviously you go very far back in writing further. First, you're starting much younger than most people do, and I think it's great to see you continuing with that. And I know that sort of writers groups, and as everyone knows, this is a lot of writers, particularly novelists, make use of them, were sort of a big part of your development and honing your craft and getting feedback. How do you think that's kind of shaped you sort of moving forward?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, part of when I went back to graduate school was to get back into that community, to get feedback and to have deadlines again, and to be among other people who were doing something similar. And so that, you know, going forward, I've taken that with me. So some of the people who I was in graduate school with are in a writer's group with me now, and I definitely need and like having people who can see my very early drafts and can sort of, you know, take it with a many, many, many grains of salt and help me think through it as I'm writing it. So I'm very grateful to those people and hope to have them around and to be using writing groups, you know, forever.
Oh, that's outstanding. It's great to hear how helpful they've been for you. And again, I've seen the same benefits, and I definitely agree with you and totally get where you're coming from. And so I was like to ask this question. It's often, sometimes it's harder for actors because they never know what kind of roles they're going to get down the road. We talk again in 5 years, let's say. What do you think we're talking about?
Well, I hope we're talking about at least my next novel, and I hope it's out by then. I've got, and I hope I'm well into the next one or the one after that. You know, this is definitely something I want to keep doing. This book was sold in March 07 and released in September 08, so there was some time in there, and I have another novel that I've gotten to the end of, the end of a first draft on. So that's after this bit of promotion is over, then I'll go back into that and revise it and send it to my agent. So hopefully we'll be talking about those kinds of things.
Well, yeah, well, I look forward to it. Based on this work, I can't wait to see what the next one is, because like I said, this is just an outstanding book, and of course I want to remind all the listeners to find out more about William and this great novel being written. Definitely it's a must read. Everyone on the show knows I have 100% success rate of picking the great novels of 2008. I've had so many of the people on the show, and I'm really, really recommending this. I'll have the links on it, both to Amazon for the book and also to William's site, which is good because you'll be able to kind of catch up with him and see where he's at. He may be at a book signing in your area very soon. And I'll have more at the radio show's website, which everyone knows is www.creativemindbehind.com. And William, it's really been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's been great to be here.